Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. We're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 83 degrees. Southwest winds will be light at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Heavyweights from each of Illinois' public universities gathered for a rare meeting at the state capitol yesterday. Amanda Vinicky was there.
It's thought to be the first time leaders from all nine schools have collectively met with the governor's office and the leaders in the General Assembly. The University of Illinois' new president, Tim Killeen, says they didn't get into specifics about the budget.
But to really lay out, to demonstrate by our coming together with our 200,000 students and our 50,000 graduates a year, that we are a part of the solution for the overall state's issues.
That was echoed by Southern Illinois University President Randy Dunn.
We want to make sure that we're seen in that role as an investment other than just a cost center.
The Republican governor has proposed whacking higher education funding by about 30%. Democrats are proceeding with a budget that cuts schools by 6.5%. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, a report from Illinois lawmakers found state university and community college presidents enjoyed lavish perks, some worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's not always disclosed to taxpayers. According to the report we told you about last week from the Chicago Tribune, some perks include a $2,000 communications allowance for former SIU Carbondale Chancellor Rita Chang. SIU President Randy Dunn says the report raises important issues and that governing boards across the state will likely use the information to guide administrators in better practices.
I think it goes in the right place. It asks the right questions. It looks at the appropriate things. And I think you're going to see all of us ready to work toward a solution in dealing with some of these issues.
A special Senate panel investigated the benefits as the state deals with its budget crisis and an outcry over rising tuition costs. The panel plans to push several reforms, including audits and severance pay restrictions. A Williamson County woman faces several charges after more than 60 live animals and several dead ones were found in her home earlier this week. The Williamson County Sheriff's Office says 51-year-old Elisa Kirkpatrick lives just off Route 166 north of Creel Springs. Deputies were called to the residence on Friday. Kirkpatrick told investigators that in 2014 she was a licensed veterinarian but lost her license due to complaints. Still, she was doing surgeries in her home. Kirkpatrick told investigators she didn't tell her clients about not being a licensed vet, and she would pick up and drop off her clients' animals. She also told investigators she'd recently performed surgeries on dogs and cats on her kitchen island. Due to biohazards inside the home, firefighters entered the house wearing biohazard suits and full respirators. 56 of the 62 animals were dogs and cats. We're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 83. I'm Jennifer Fuller.